Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Come on in, guys. Welcome to The Good Place Season 3, Episode 6, Fractured Inheritance. What a great episode. I'm super excited to get into it. Stay tuned for Eleanor's mommy issues, sister action. You don't want to miss it.
Tune in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
Yeah. It's like
it transforms
dancing.
Me. Yeah. It's like,
if that didn't make you think about doing good today, nothing will, for sure. Welcome, guys. Welcome back after that 1 second. We're going to get into season three, episode six of The Good Place. We're going to talk about Eleanor's mommy issues. We're going to talk about her sister. And then stay there. We're going to go into Halloween photos, get into a little news, and then also we're going to tie it up with little predictions.
Yeah.
But I'm not by myself right now. I have these two lovely ladies. If you introduce yourself.
I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan.
And I'm Taylor Gates. So hyped nice. To be back.
And Ooh. I'm Sarai. It's hard to spell, but it's S-A-Y-R-I-E, but you know, whatever. what did you guys think about the episode?
I love this one. It was another one of those, me and Elena were talking, like, we really like the ones that have, like, a very clear A story mm-hmm. and B story, because you get time to really delve into all the characters, I feel like, and you get these, like, sort of unexpected pairings, like we had Tahani and Chidi this time, which is, like, I think a bit more, like, surprising than, you know, some of the other pairings, which is always nice to see them mix it up a little.
I was into it.
Yeah.
I loved everything about this episode. I thought that all of the storylines, like, are kind of pushing us where we want to go, mm-hmm. and we're filling in a little bit more of the gaps. Mm-hmm. I love seeing Michael as the self-proclaimed father figure. I was
so
like,
awesome.
I love it. It's so cute.
And the question was asked this episode if he had man parts. I don't know if you guys caught that part.
Yeah.
He didn't answer.
favorite question, though, because of our podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to a podcast, maybe? And maybe that could be the Good Place after show?
That's going to be just our new tagline right there. Like, that's the promo photo for everything that we do.
Do you want to listen to a podcast, maybe?
If you ever mess up, just say, you want to listen to a podcast? You know, like, I'm sorry, I broke your leg. But you know what? I got this podcast about healing that is totally amazing. let's jump into it. Eleanor, mommy issues. Were you guys even surprised about her mom being so messed up in the past?
No,
because we've seen it, like, all the previous seasons. We've already seen all of the backstory with the mom, so...
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that she kind of turned herself around, though. That was interesting, because, like, we had Jason's dad who, like, didn't do that at all.
He went
was still, he was still set in his ways, and so it was really cool to see that. I kind of called the fact that Eleanor was, like, going to be in denial because she was sort of jealous and upset about it, but that scene still hit me really hard when she kind of broke down and was like, well, then I just wasn't worth changing for then.
That was horrible.
I think is a lot more mature than mm-hmm. people give her credit for, though, because I'm like... With all the stuff that they're like, oh, she's so selfish, she's so whatever, she ultimately was really forgiving and really like, I want Patricia to have good things. Like, it still hurts for me, but I still want the best for you, and I still want the best for this little girl. Whereas I think a lot of people, it would take a lot more time.
Sure.
No, obviously in this show, it's like a little condensed because there's time limits for the actual show itself. But it's like they could have done like a jump in the future, mm-hmm. and they didn't. Yeah. Like, she just... accepted it.
Yeah,
Eleanor has, like we saw in the last episode, when she helps out Chidi, she does offer great advice when she's pushed against the wall. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the point where she takes herself out and she's selfless, then it's like, huh, Eleanor, you're not a bad person. But now we realize in this episode that being a bad person was the good thing to do. You know, as when the mom was like, oh no, I'm not a suburban person. Like, I'm not, like, please don't call me good, you know? And then they break down her life, and we find out that going to Cheesecake Factory makes you basic. So.
Yeah, basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, basic. No, mom. you're basic.
And that's okay.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
I love it when they, like, show us where the taglines and stuff come from, too. It's like, oh, her mom clearly kind of, like, planted that in her head, which is, like, I love the little sort of Easter eggs that they just, like, sprinkle throughout all the seasons.
Little season.
Yeah. Like, we saw with Jason, too, like, last with his dad, Donkey Dog, all of these references. It was cool to see Eleanor's mom, where it's like, oh, yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah. It's just the question is it a bad apple or not?
That was philosophical. Chalk it up to Elena.
It's all just the good place. She's learning all this philosophy.
You get one per episode. Everything else I say is stupid.
So in this episode, we basically see Eleanor trying to save her mom, right? And we see Eleanor's mom in the beginning. I just want to show the contrast between that harsh before and that harsh after. She's basically at the bar. She meets David. And she's drinking, do you guys remember, a 777? Oh, and gosh. I was like, wait, what is this going to be, good place? You know, basically it's seven shots of seven in 7 minutes. You know what I mean?
I want to throw up.
I would throw up. Thinking about it makes me ill.
Yeah.
Cringing.
Lightweight. No. I could do an 888. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm like, wait, a Seagram 7 and 7. It's like, if you make that an 8, I don't even know what that would be.
Well, it has to be an alcohol named 8, I guess.
It'd be great.
And then take 8 shots of it in 8 minutes.
We gotta make it. Call Donkey Dog.
Call Donkey Dog.
A Seagram's 8.
Yeah. If she pours some Axe body spray into the Seagram 7 and it makes it a Seagram's 8, why not?
No, you guys drink that. I'm staying away from that one for sure. And surprisingly, David is cool with this. You know, were you guys surprised that he knew when Eleanor basically goes to David and she's like, listen, she's hustling you. Her name is really not her name. And were you guys surprised when he was just like, yeah, I know. After sex, she told me.
A little bit, because he seemed, like, he didn't seem dumb, but he was very much just, like, go with the flow. Like, sort of like a, passive character, I guess. Yeah, and so I thought it was really sweet that, like, he knows a lot more than he's sort of letting on, and he really likes her for her. So I was surprised, but it was a nice little surprise.
I just lost it when Andy Daly showed up on screen. I love Andy Daly. He is so funny. There's a show called Review on Comedy Central that he stars in that is one of my all-time favorite. So seeing him basically play that same character, the kind of like aloof but happy that he plays so well, and then just with Leslie Grossman, like I just the two of them together.
She's so funny.
God, it was so good. I loved it. And I just love that Dave, like, and that Michael and Dave have that connection too.
Yeah.
Where he's like, it's architect's code, man. Like, I'm an architect of the good place. He's an architect of actual buildings.
Of winners.
Total bromance between them two. I feel as though Michael's going to keep in contact with David for sure. He's going to go back and be like, hey, David, how you doing? You know, I'm Michael. Wait, did I tell you my name was Michael? Like, he'll probably mess it up and give him his real information or something. You know what I mean?
I can see it.
I was shocked by that, though. I wonder what about David attracted him to Michael. That's the first time we've seen him kind of like have a bro crush, you know? Maybe it's Michael, yeah.
I think it was the architect connection. Like, I mean, he even says where he's like, I mean, I think he likes him too, but he's like, he even says where he's like, it's an architect's code, and he's just loves kind of geeking out about all the architecture stuff.
That's what dads bond over, like stupid job stuff. I really truly feel that way. It's just like if you have like a common like profession, like, or like you love grilling, you know, that's like it continues like the theme of like basic suburbia.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was really cute too, and seeing like Dave with Patricia and then Michael with Eleanor and this like dad-daughter relationship and trying to echo it. I was like, this is so cute.
And what do you guys think about Patricia? So we see Patricia, and she's living the life Eleanor basically wanted to live. At that point, did you guys think that Eleanor was basically going to sabotage it? What do you think when you first met her character?
A little bit. I'm really glad that they didn't make her like the really basic, like super bratty kid, or the super like precocious kid, because I hate those tropes. Like, they're usually so annoying. I like how she's just a normal kid, and the fact that she had to keep reminding Eleanor that she's 9 and Eleanor has no idea what that means. I was like, that's me. Like, you show me a baby, I don't know if it's 4 months or like 3 years old. I have no idea. I can't tell, as Eleanor cannot either.
Yeah, she's like, are you 3? And the girl's like, wait, I'm 9. What do you mean? Like, I dang near need to wear a bra, you know?
Buy her a crib or a car. I really don't know anything.
Take your SATs.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Look at the SATs.
So Eleanor. Cute. I loved that. I thought it was pretty cute that Eleanor was able to kind of have that connection with this kid that she's a little bit jealous of, but doesn't. I mean, we almost see that kind of sibling rivalry that we then later see with Tahani and Camilla, but it's like they're not quite siblings, but it's still exploring those same mm-hmm. themes mm-hmm. and just the idea of kind of being pitted against somebody else. And like, if she's willing to change for Patricia, that means that I just wasn't worthy mm-hmm. of change. And it's like, that's not the situation. And I love that the show really explains mm-hmm. that it's a situational thing. Because Eleanor, before she changed, probably would have been a brat. Yeah. She probably would have freaked out and would have been like, you know, screw you, Patricia. If I can't have it, nobody can.
Yeah.
But Michael even points out, Rachel's like, I've changed, you've changed. It's possible that your mom could change too. Don't just assume the worst mm-hmm. about people.
I feel like Eleanor always had it in her. I think it got pushed more out of her, but I wish they would show how she was kind of all the way through in her old life to see if she ever had those moments where she's like, oh, all right, so this is how you fix it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it comes second nature to her. What do you get? You think it's just all because of the whole experience of the new world, or?
I think that's most of it. I just remember in old seasons, it's been a while since I've like watched season one. I just rewatched season two before this, so that's a little fresh in my mind. But
she's an expert.
Yeah, but she always talked about how there was a little annoying voice in her head.
She just told to shut up, right?
Exactly. So I think that you're right in that she's always had it in mm-hmm. her, but she was never going to act on it until she's been through all these experiences.
Yeah, I'm with you, because just what we've seen past seasons, they've kind of set it up where it's like these moments where she had that, like, one of my favorites was when she's refusing to buy her ticket with everybody else for the movies mm-hmm. and ends up being secluded, but mm-hmm. it's an intentional thing. So I think that was pretty indicative of somebody who mm-hmm. wants to feel like they belong, mm-hmm. but just have that guard up. Like, they just feel like, even her in high school, when she's like, nobody come up to me, nobody be my friend, I'm on my own, like, this is my own thing, mm-hmm. is it's very much the same mentality that her mom had, which is, I need an exit strategy. Mm-hmm. I always need an out. Yes. Because if somebody is going to abandon me, I want to just abandon them first, because then it's my choice. And if I'm in control of it, then it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And it's a mentality that I think a lot of us have a lot of times. And mm-hmm. it's cool to see Eleanor say to her mom, no, you need to negate this exit strategy, because if you don't commit to this, you're never going to be fully happy, and you have the opportunity to be happy.
Yeah.
Eleanor needs to be in a good place at this point. I feel like this show definitely, we mentioned this before, like, it definitely has elements where it teaches you on an underlining, like, level. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you mess up, but you can always redeem yourself, or you hear the good voice, but you may not always act upon it. But I like the way they tie it up and always make you feel kind of warm and cozy after, like, yeah. Oh, a little slap on the wrist. You know, mama was, what she call her, Arizona trash, was it?
Yeah.
Baked Arizona trash.
But now she's a suburban woman. You know what I mean? Like, she's
in Nevada.
In Nevada. Which I think should be up there with Florida, the way they're describing it.
The way they're describing it, I'm like, man, like, they're just taking no prisoners. I love all the, like, little pop culture references, mm-hmm. too, like the Gene Simmons thing, yes. where it's like she paid $30,000, which was $29,800 more than anybody else. Aww. Which made me laugh, too, because I actually did a movie with Gene Simmons' wife and kid and, like, their whole family. I'm like, they're so nice. Like, aww. Everyone craps all over them.
Well, they're $200 so nice. Worth of nice, according to the good place. They're not more than $200 worth.
What I didn't get, though, was I was like, okay, so Dave knows all of her past, knows Diana is actually Donna, and that this is a fake name, this is a fake thing. If he has all this money, just send Gene Simmons $30,000 and be done with it. And then she can go back to not being Diana Tremaine anymore. Like, I was like, why does she still... That was the only thing that I was like... Well, new like name. Dave would have stepped in. I don't know.
Yeah. New name, new life, you know? Because at this point, the neighbors know her. The PTA people know her. You know, the kid doesn't even know her That's real true. Name at this point. So at this point, if she got her name back, they'd be like, huh, who's this? And I think That's she's true. Really trying to, like, kill that past. Which also makes me think that's why she didn't find her own daughter. So in a way, it's like she's changed, but has she really fully changed? Because as a good mother, I would have reached out to my daughter and said, hey, I'm not dead. I didn't die. They said she died at Rasco Flats. Trying to fix her trampling. Yeah. So, I think she's not all the way there, but she's learning.
Yeah.
And I think Eleanor came and gives her that last little ribbon on the box. And it was like, here you go, mom. Like, here's my gift to you. You know, finally let go of your safety net, and then I'm also giving you closure as a daughter. Do you think that Eleanor is better now after meeting her mom and seeing all this, or?
I think that she is, but I really like how at the end she was like, but it still hurts. Like, I'm still hurt. I'm like, I like that, because it wasn't just like completely tied up in a neat little bow, because that's not like realistic.
That's not
that. Like, I mean, obviously the show's very surreal and like, but it's based in reality. And so I really like the fact that they, like remained honest with that, because it would still hurt. Like, even if it's like, you're getting it patched up, like, that's never going to really necessarily go away.
Yeah, I would be bitter. Like, every time Patricia had a birthday, I'd be wondering, you know, if my mom's hugging her, like, she never hugged me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for prom, weddings, everything. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I would stalk Patricia. No, okay, I'm just joking. I'll stalk her on Facebook, you know. It's like, that's not your mom. But, you know, it's interesting. They didn't mention where Patricia's mom is. Mm. Hmm, that might be something that may come up a little later. They didn't even say anything about it. At first, did you guys think that maybe that was her second daughter?
I didn't think so, just because the time wouldn't have synced up, because the girl's 9, so it would have been almost a decade. So it's like, to make the child old enough that she can have these interactions with Eleanor, to really show that she's progressed and that she's, you know, kind of acknowledging the jealousy and the upsetness and the anger, but choosing to make the better actions, basically, like choosing the actions that are going to help the people around her, but still keeping that hurt in it. Yeah, it's like, I think they did a very good job of it, of having the stepdaughter that's not even...
Yeah. Yeah, that would have hurt worse, I think.
Yeah.
If it was her blood daughter, I think it would have been a little bit more of a burn. I think old Eleanor would have came out just a little bit. And also, although Subaru, I'm reading my notes. I write like a doctor. I'm like, what's the notes saying? The Subaru burlesque or whatever. That I thought that was just funny. I just wrote that down because I thought that was
There's
hilarious.
There's so many good lines.
Many good lines in this one. I love, too, when Michael is explaining how they know each other. And he's like, let's just say we lived in the same neighborhood.
Wow.
What a fun way to say a completely normal thing.
And they're on the same wavelength. They just kind of go. And if you're tuned into a certain wavelength, you don't want to miss out on this.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of shows here at AfterBuzz. AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve their television fans. But we do need your help. We're asking that you guys please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, because by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and it'll also help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. They're completely optional. Click the button, turn them off. I personally like them, but...
I don't. So
I like them. I'm like, show me new things. I like it. But basically, all I gotta do, hit that subscribe button now for this channel. Check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And then just let us know that you did so in the comments. And we'll thank you guys on air. But for now, thank you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yay!
I love the thing, Taylor. That's amazing.
We'll shout out you.
You! Thanks, Elena. That was amazing. We're going to get into Sister. At first, when I thought of Sister, I was like, do everyone know that show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Tamara Mowry?
Come on.
Where's the 90s babies at? Sister. And we had, at the end of this, with this relationship, we came to another groundbreaking, I feel as though, something that can really, you know, push forward Tahani's character as well. So we see Tahani and Camilla. Of course, she goes to confront her, I guess, to save her soul at the art gallery. And once again, Camilla is like a walking green leaf clover. Like, she has the luck up. You throw eggs at a painting and now it's art. Like, Camilla is the $1 million chick, right? But towards the end of that, there was a realization that the parents are the reason why they always don't get along. Did you guys even see that? Did y'all catch that?
I mean, I liked that they have the whole epiphany moment. Uh-huh. They're even like playing the epiphany music, and she flat out like explains that she's like, oh my gosh, all of these paintings that I've been looking at that Jason thought were boobs that represent all of the
to be fair,
diversity of boobs.
That's a pretty smart interpretation for Jason. No.
For Jason.
All right.
You know.
Those boobs are far away. Those boobs are connected with a bra. Like, no.
Which, the bra that Eleanor's mom refuses to wash because it's filled with dirty cash. At all times. Full circle, like a boob.
4 out of 10 on the pun.
Those weren't good.
More well.
You're too nice to me. Yeah. Oh, what a boob. Am I right?
Nice.
Sorry.
Basically, we see, like, Camilla, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Camilla's basically making omelets as art or whatever. Could you think of anything more outrageous for Camilla to be doing? Like, okay. I feel like she can turn water into wine. Like, this chick
Hear me out. Uh-huh. If you go to Denny's and you're a little bit drunk at like 2 a.m., that all it is art, okay?
I like it.
So just Taylor saying. Would definitely go and stand in line.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Would be first in line in Camilla's omelet exhibit.
It was just, it was so interesting to see, too, this dynamic, because up until this point, we've seen Camilla, but only through the perspective of Tahani and how Tahani views all of these past experiences. And we see basically her being like, well, Camilla's horrible to me. And she's intentionally being horrible to me because she's using my pain to fuel her progression. Art. Yeah, her art. But her acknowledging it and saying, look, our parents put us in an impossible situation. They were one singular unit. And so they have that reflected in the art where it's like the two that could be together, but instead they're separated. And it's this other force that's together. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the two that are together is the one unit. That's the parents. The offspring, Tahani and Camilla, are forced apart because of it. That I thought was such a cool thing.
Amazing.
And her just acknowledging it and hugging her sister and being like, I understand now why you can't accept my apology. And even though it's infuriating to me, because now I understand your creative fuel is from this competition that was intrinsically set up that you had no choice
on. Winning, basically.
Yeah, that you had no choice over. It was made this way. I just love that idea of that communication can bridge these gaps and them talking about it and even saying, I'll acknowledge this. And if you need to keep doing that, that's fine. But just know I get it. And I'm here for you and I love you and I support you.
And which, then, yeah, which is going to be interesting because I think they somewhat made amends. So I wonder now, is her painting going to be just circles together? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen to her luck value? It's interesting that also that her having frustrations with her sister is this incredible fuel. Like, as much as she wants to win, like, it's kind of like the thing that makes her the best all the time. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, I feel as though Tahani should have won at something. You know, she's still amazing in her own respect. You know what I mean? Do you think at any point it's going to switch over to where now Tahani's going to win and Camilla's going to be?
I don't know about that. Like, I think that's really up in the air, but I do agree with you that this is really going to change, like, part of the essence of her character, because that was, like, a really, really core thing for her and something that fueled essentially, like, everything that she did wrong. And so I'm really just anxious to see sort of where Tahani's character goes, because, like, They made amends, and, like, I'm sure that she's going to slip up and have those moments of resentment still, but, like, I am curious to see where they're going to take it from here.
Well, I mean, she even says that. I feel like they still have this kind of sibling rivalry and the competitiveness, because she, even after they...
She's like, I would have picked a better title.
Like, yeah, he's like, it's a fractured inheritance from Camilla and Tahani. She's like, but wouldn't a broken, buried hatchet be a way better title? I'm going to call her and rub it in. He's like, you know, maybe don't.
So it's still enough there for have a little creative juices. I feel like if they tickled that away all the way, it may not, both of them may be very, very dry characters.
Mm-hmm. But that's it's cool, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Janet, who knows everything, flat out says, look, your relationship with your sister is a big reason that you went to the bad place. Wow. So, I mean, they're setting up all of these things that they're like, okay, by burying the hatchet, by doing all of this stuff, and I know we'll dive into a little bit more predictions, but it's like, it just seems like it's very, like, a tailored, even if you feel that you are not going to get into the good place because of the rules, if you're still willing to be selfless without any sort of reward that you, like, a tangible reward, kind of going back to the consequentialism thing, like, if there's no consequence for your actions, but you're still choosing to be a good person, it is going to completely change the foundation and the core of who you are and how you interact with everyone, not just the people who put you there.
You mess it with the test, basically. Yeah. You're altering the test. Chidi, at some point, goes up to Camilla, and he is, like, enchanted by her. He's like, oh, she goes to him. I can't do the accent. But all of your fears are now mine. And he just walks away just, like, amazed and trance. I want to know, does Camilla do that for you guys, or are you more teen Tahani?
I think that because we've seen more of Tahani, I'm, like, team Tahani, but I understand, like, being smitten by,
Camilla.
Oh, she's great.
I could see.
Is it the purple hair?
I don't know.
It's just everything about her. Like, I could see 100% if they had shown this from Camilla's perspective versus Tahani, that we would have kind of, it's like any story, that if you're getting more information about that character, you're going to feel a deeper connection to them, because we all have these same underlying themes, which is what the show is so good about doing, is it's like any of these characters could be in any of these situations, and you would feel for them because you get their backstory, and you understand.
You're seeing it from their POV.
Yeah, you're not just seeing that one moment and making a judgment of these people and everything they represent based on that one thing, you get all of the backstory. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would have. I think I still wouldn't be Team Camilla. Chaos makes good TV. Like, if it's just, you know, I fart and all of a sudden a mountain is built. So I don't know. Just everything going. That's a horrible analogy. But everything just being too perfect all the time would frustrate me. You know, the light is always green. You can always go straight. I mean, so your laundry is always perfect. You like that they go to
Budapest,
perfect.
But you don't want them to be the Budapest?
Oh, 2 out of 10.
We're doing this new thing where I rank all the puns.
And they're all bad.
Leave a comment.
Hilarious.
Tell me if you agree with me.
Don't leave a comment because they'll just tell me to shush.
Budapest. I like that one, actually. I'll give that a 10.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So you're 12 out of 20.
That's solid. Percentage. That's solid. Hard. That's hard. That's percentages. But yeah, basically, I wouldn't be Team Camilla. I wouldn't want to see her life. You know, struggles, we love Eleanor, I think, so much as a character because we see her broken spots and we see her trying to work through it and be better. And I think if someone is already, so say, perfect on a pedestal, I don't know.
But, I mean, that was the thing about Tahani the whole first season is we thought that she legitimately got into the good place because mm-hmm. she did all these good things, even though it felt like something wasn't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was us then discovering that it's like, oh, she has these flaws that are
she's intrinsic. Always second best.
Yeah, because it's her feeling this competitive nature.
And I mean, Camilla was still raised the same way as Tahani. Like, she still had all of that pressure and all of that competition, which, like, even if you're coming out on top of it, you still feel that, like, anxiety mm-hmm. that's sort of built into you just because of your upbringing. So I feel like, yes, it seems like everything's going perfectly for her, but I feel like inside, she's experiencing turmoil still.
She is that egg
that
could be broken at any moment.
Yeah.
That she has to create an omelet out of the broken egg she's been mm-hmm. given.
So emo.
It's art. It's art. It works.
We have two people that's going to sign up for the museum for sure.
Why not? Anything that sounds like a MySpace tagline, just say it about a painting and then it's art.
Please invite me.
Nice.
I like Janet and Jason talking about all the paintings, too.
Yes. I was like, just let Jason talk for a while. We only saw him for one scene this episode, but that
you
was
can
enough.
Really, if you look close, you can really see the interpretation.
Mm-hmm. I could have seen him go all the way around. I wanted him to look at the omelet and say, do you see the way the eggs is around the onions and the peppers? Like, I was waiting for it. Did you think she was at some point going to kill her with the axe, or do you think she was actually going to... get close to her?
No.
Didn't scare
did
you? I thought she was at least get kicked out. You know what I mean?
She did get arrested.
Handcuffed and to the side. You know?
Yeah.
It's an art museum. They're all bougie. You know?
True. And I didn't know she had handcuffs until she went over her bag and you see the handcuffs.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That's cool, man. And then also, I think Camilla is not as special without a hype man. You know what I mean? Like, the two guys being, yes, yes, yes. Like, that's when you can actually see the moves she's making. You know? Other than that, I would be like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like they just represented everyone's mentality of, like, anything she does. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. brilliant, Camilla, yes. brilliant. And it's like, how frustrating that is for Tahani, who's trying her best. And she's like, Camilla didn't even do that. I'm with her. I feel you, Tahani.
I feel like a lot of her life's successes were just Tahani's failures.
Yeah.
Like, they say, oh, she saved your life. And it's like, wait a minute. How you or me not dying still comes, like, applauding you. It's weird. I don't have that type of sibling robbery, but that could suck pretty much for sure. We're going to get into a special segment. We're going to get into some Halloween photos.
But are we not going to talk about the big reveal at the end?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I have it right here, too. The big reveal, the dun-dun-dun. I don't know why I was going to save that for predictions. But, yeah, of course. We find out at the end that basically... Want to do the honors? We find out that test if you're... Wait, tells mom
the moment we all love?
Yes.
Is saying, I love you. And Michael probably shouldn't have told Eleanor.
Yes.
It's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, because Eleanor, when she's talking about, like, to her now self-proclaimed father figure, is like, I've had all these issues with my mom. It still hurts. She's the reason I can't get close to people. She's the reason that I always need the same exit strategy that I need.
She's
that
never been
cord.
In love. Yeah.
I've never been able to say I love you to a boyfriend. And Michael feels like, oh, this is the time to be like, oh, actually you have.
Yeah.
It was when you were dead. You said it to Chidi. He loved you too. And now things are weird. Enjoy. Want to listen to a podcast, maybe?
I don't know how I forgot that part. That is hilarious. At this point, do you think basically she's going to get with Chidi? Because at this point, Chidi is also now free of Simone. So Do you guys, are you guys on team Chidi and Eleanor? Or?
I think it's going to be just like last season where it's, where Eleanor says, look, this is how I felt when she was given the tape at Mindy's, that she watched it, because it's kind of the same reveal where she wasn't expecting it, where she tells Chidi, like, do you feel that way now? And he's very honest, and he's like, I don't. I mean, I just, I don't know. But it's also like, there were over 800 reboots, and one out of 800, they get together.
So that's not good odds, actually.
I'm like, because at some point, I'm like, well, did she get together with Jason? Did she get together with Tahani? Because I feel like at some point, they probably did. I mean, it wasn't a love connection where they actually say that they're in love, and I get that that's the big thing.
But I'm guessing that was her most happiest version of herself. The fact that they keep bringing it back up, I think that she, when she was with him, she was complete circle. Which is, oh.
Yeah, and I just think the fact that in all 800 reboots or however many there were, they just made a point to say that Chidi helps her every single time. So even if I've only exchanged I love yous once, like, there's obviously something there. If in every single situation, Chidi says yes to, like, letting her in his life. So I think that's definitely going to be explored, at least. Like, the I love you. It's, I mean, come on. That's the cliffhanger of this episode. Like, it's absolutely going to be, you know, we're gonna see the fallout from it.
But who doesn't
love Chidi? We predict that one.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Ever since the abs came out?
I mean, I loved it before, but, you know, I'm not going to whine about the wine.
Yeah, definitely a little biased for sure.
When we're wine.
Yeah, we have a special segment for you guys. You guys sent us some Halloween photos, and we want to shout you out.
Woohoo! This was super cool. I got the chance to go to LA Comic Con this past weekend and saw some amazing Good Place cosplay. This one, though, I loved because of the accessories that Janet has, both her cactus, and Michael has the box.
Oh, the truth box. God.
I was like, this is so cool.
People are so creative.
I'm such a sucker for every Janet costume.
If you asked me, do you think this costume is baller? And I said, yes, that cube would light up green.
Yes!
Because it is true.
I would love
for it's so good.
I would love for twins to be good Janet and bad Janet.
Yeah. Right. I've seen a couple of those, too, that I love. But yeah, this was just so cool seeing another, like, thing with the LA Comic Con in the background. It was just neat to see the Good Place being represented. Because at San Diego Comic Con this past year, they had a whole Good Place activation where they recreated what they have on our Universal backlot and kind of made like a mini version of the Good Place. So it was cool to see it represented again.
And I told you guys last episode or so that Ted Danson is a sex symbol. I told you. Get on board. Get on board.
This is also awesome. This is a fan named Garrity who did her version of Janet. This is her with some of the Stranger Things costumes that were there, too. But I love that she stayed in character the whole time and just knew everything about everything. I think we have another picture of her, too, from a slightly different angle of her with the cactus.
Everyone loves the cactus.
I just thought that was great. And then Rachel Riley is another actress, too, who dressed as... no, different Rachel Riley.
Oh.
But she dressed as Bad Janet.
Ooh, that's the one.
It was real good. She looked exactly like her. I think we have a photo of that one, too. She's in the all black leather with the blonde hair.
Where is she at?
Oh, do we not have that one? Alrighty.
Okay.
But yeah, that was... Here, I'll resend it just in case.
I think the fans definitely love Bad Janet.
Oh, yeah.
She really was Janet there for a few episodes or maybe a couple episodes max, but she was so... The actress who plays Janet is such a great actress that there's basically a clear shift between the two characters. Like, hands down. It's like, oh, no, that's
Darcy
bad.
Cardin. She's so good.
She's so good. And all of the...
Oh, there we go. But look at this. Oh, I was like, how boss is that? Yes, where she has like the whole like the Bad Janet vibe and like on her phone and everything.
That's too good.
I just loved it. And her captions for everything was like, "Happy Halloween, you dink."
You dink.
I was like, "God, so good."
The vocab sheet.
Yeah, I love the nice scroll up there too.
Yeah,
you know, hilarious.
It's so good. I love it.
Feisty. Well, thank you. That was amazing. Yes.
Thank you guys, too. Yeah. And keep sending us stuff, because I know on Halloween last night, some people dressed up in their Good Place costumes for the first time. So send us some more stuff.
Yeah, I love them.
Sounds good.
And also tweet them at the actors, because they've been retweeting a lot. And, like, you want to get noticed by Tahani if you're dressing as Tahani. Yeah. Like, that feels cool, I bet.
And then underneath that, put some type of self-fulfillment, like, you know, love yourself or something. Because she's so positive. She's always into all these different things. I've seen a lot of celebrities this year repost people who dress like them.
Yeah.
I mean, tons of people did the side-by-sides, and the celebrities like, yeah, there's I made it.
Cool, you know what I mean? That, Jamila actually posted that was somebody who was Tahani as they were turning into the stripies that looked like yes, our AfterBuzz.
Yes!
It's so and it cool. made me so happy, too, because I was like, I mean, not trying to brag or anything, but I feel like you guys might have gotten inspired.
Yeah. Just saying. By something. Where it's due.
I mean, it's nice. The same, like, our logo and everything. Yeah. Anytime I see it, I was like, oh, we need those.
Yeah. Until we get like, told differently, we're going to assume that's what happened.
Yeah. We're just going to say it. Why not?
Until someone tweets say nope, you know? Wait.
I mean, they made a podcast reference, so.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
They could see it.
They're like Janet. They know everything.
Yeah.
Nice. I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next coming episodes. And we're going to get into the predictions so we can see what you guys have on your mind. Like, what do you think is going to happen next?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Woo. Nice. I'll let you guys start. What do you guys think is going to happen?
Gosh, I really am so bad at predicting this show because it goes so many places. It's a really general prediction, but I think that we might get more like of a Chidi focused episode soon because we've kind Absolutely. Of, you know, we out. Went with Jason like last week and we were more of, you know, with Tahani and Eleanor this week. And so I hope we explore more of Chidi's roots. I think that would be awesome. And then I think it's only a matter of time before we get some Bad Place people back because we've been on Earth being fairly steady for way too long and it cannot last. You know, I think maybe mid-season finale we're gonna have a huge like bomb drop, you know, in respects to like if Maya Rudolph comes back, if you know any of the demons come back. I think that
I want more Trevor.
Yeah, I do too.
I just love Adam Scott. I'm like, more Trevor.
I want so Donkey good. Doug.
Do you think that they're gonna go back to Donkey Doug? Because I kind of feel like it's like we just showed that Eleanor's mom is capable of change, who for two seasons we've been setting up as the epitome of the person who's not only bad, they make other people worse.
Mm-hmm.
And she's changed and is making everybody better. So it's like, I feel like they're not going to give up on Donkey Doug because that is kind of promoting the idea that there's some people who aren't worthy of change. And the whole thing this episode was Eleanor's like, if she wasn't willing to change for me, does that mean that I'm not worth it? And that's not the case. Like, I feel like they're going to have to go back because the whole point of the show is saying nobody is so bad that you have to give up on them.
Well, maybe that'll be in jail because I think he's in jail now.
Yeah,
so
he's in jail.
Maybe like, at some point they'll visit him in jail. But as a character, though, I think it's a stronger character, him just being Donkey Doug. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll figure out some type of way to save him, save his soul. But for his characteristics, I think are going to pretty much stay. Like, you can't become smarter.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Jason, I mean, he's not going to be smarter, but it's like he's clearly becoming a more in tune individual and, you know, he's becoming a better person. I think we may circle back to Jason because he's still not all the way there. Like, Tahani felt very self-actualized after this. Like, Eleanor had the same kind of epiphany thing where it was like, I have changed because of this. Whereas Jason was just like, oh, this is a task? Dope. Did we do it? Dope. Let's go to Budapest. Dope. Like...
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, I feel like they have to circle back. And I think ultimately I'm still sticking with my prediction that Maya Rudolph is going to come back. And as the judge is going to say, look, you have, these points do still count. There's going to be like a loophole.
Surprise!
Like we can, like I think they're going to maybe have like some sort of interdimensional lawyer or something that they introduce that's like intervening on the behalf. And like, look, they thought that the points had stopped.
Yeah.
And they continue to do these
exactly
gestures.
Like a basic second test of a test of a test. You know what I mean? I could totally see that. That was going to be part of my prediction too. Taylor?
Yeah, like I said, just the general. I think we're going to find more about Chidi because he'll complete the little Fab Four.
Yeah, he's definitely getting more stage time next episode along with Jason.
I also have some kind of good news that will tease a little bit of. We talked to William Jackson Harper, who plays Chidi. He likes our show, and as a result, because you guys are so awesome, and he's so awesome with his fans, he actually lives in New York. He only flies out here to LA to film The Good Place, but he's going to call into our show.
Nice. Stay tuned at some point.
Yeah! Woo! So,
is he gonna have a shirt on
legit off? Chalk it up to cheating. Well, he won't be here, so I don't know. So we can just pretend whatever we want.
just stare through his eyes like x-ray vision.
But at some point, too, whenever he's in L.A., he's going to try to stop in as well. Yay. So nice. We love you, Chidi. AKA William.
I'm going to call him Chidi, like in studio. And I think my prediction is Tahani is now going to have good luck. Aww. I think since she's had this whole epiphany with her sister and her sister is now somewhat healed, I think now it's time for us to see her win at everything. Her to be super lucky and the sister just all of a sudden have bad luck. Hair starts falling out. Aww. I mean, you see her in a newspaper as struggling. You don't think so? I think it's time for Tahani to win.
No, because the whole point is they don't want them to be in competition. If it's like a thing where it's like she's struggling and one of them has to be better than the other, then that goes against the whole thing, that the whole reason they introduced it.
Well, if they still come at each other. Like, for example, there's the painting, right? Tahani throws the eggs and it all of a sudden became perfect. I mean, that type of underlying.
But I think that was just, like, they're showing that it's, like, no matter what Camilla does, she's untouchable. It's because everybody has this idea and why that's frustrating to Tahani. But
well,
now
I
want to
see her touchable. I want to see her, touchable, if that's so the right dark. Way to put it. Yeah, I do. I want
to
see her.
The whole point, though, is that it's supposed to be that they don't compete. Like, it's supposed to be about them raising each other up and about supporting each other and not pitting people against each other. So, it doesn't... I feel like that wouldn't make sense if they did that. Like, that would kind of be, like, well, the opposite
like
of what they're trying to...
be in the same room at some point. And well, who's going to be the room, one that gets more attention? I'm saying at some point,
But that's the thing, is that they're not supposed to compete. Like, that's the whole thing is now, is it's like, don't compete. It's not that, oh, well, Tahani's going to be the winner. It's that there is no winner if you're trying to compete against each other. Mm-hmm. You only win if you support each other and work as one unit instead of separating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women supporting women. Yeah!
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Tell us where we can find you guys.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I also have some bunch of shows. I host the Romanoffs on Monday, and then Law & Order SVU and Legacies tonight. So check that out.
Nice. I guess see what you did there. No, I'm sorry.
Hey! I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. I host a few shows for here too, American Horror Story, different stuff. I have a show on Popcorn Talk Network too that you guys should check out called What's Popping Up, where we get to go behind the scenes and check out some different pop-ups and things. So if they do another Good Place one, we'll be sure to be there.
Yeah. Sounds good. And I'm Funny Saraya, FUNNYSAYRIE on Instagram and Twitter. And also Empire, 7 p.m. Thursdays. Come check it out. Subscribe, push that button, give us 5 stars. The other ones don't work. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.